Over the next 3 days, more than 140 high schools in the Czech Republic are taking part in a mock election. This project is aimed at boosting interest in the political process among students aged 15 through 18 who don't have the right to vote yet. But some of the country's politicians, primarily the Social Democrats, say schools should not hold mock elections ahead of the real national election in May. Critics say the reason parties are against these mock elections is that they are worried about their results. Jan Wellinger has more.
If there is one task which observers say is difficult, it is getting more young people, tomorrow's voters, interested in the political process. That was one of the main aims of Volby na nečisto, a mock national election now underway, allowing students at high schools to both discuss key issues, from the state of public finances to pension reform, and to cast their mock vote for one of the country's real parties. But the second part, multiple sources reported on Monday, was a problem for some, mainly Social Democrat politicians, including the governor of Central Bohemia, David Rath. He spoke to Czech TV.
There was a danger that some political parties could use the mock election results against their political opponents.
Such a scenario, others have charged, was unlikely, but in any case, under increased pressure from politicians, some 60 regional schools have already cancelled and will not take part. Even the Education Ministry has dropped support for the project after the Education Minister met with Regional Governor Michal Hašek. A little earlier, I spoke to Teresa Kučerová of People in Need, the non-profit organization behind the project, who says this development is most unfortunate.
Originally, there were about 200 schools, and after this misunderstanding of what we wanted to do in schools, some schools then pulled out from it, so the number at the moment is 140. We are really sorry about this because we thought from the schools that they're not happy about the situation, but they were afraid that it might not be as good as it seemed at the beginning.
Students themselves at participating schools have said they are looking forward to the vote, and one on Czech TV on Monday mocked the Real Social Democrats' aversion, saying that the party was probably afraid given young people's more liberal attitudes. The party has often had what is seen as a rocky relationship with younger voters following from an incident several years ago when its leader Jiří Paroubek, then prime minister, ordered riot police to clamp down on visitors at an illegal music festival. And while members of the party have argued that Volby na nečisto could have introduced propaganda, Teresa Kučerová of People in Need says this has not been the case.
Our aim was only that students would try to take part in the polls, in the elections, and not to have any sort of propaganda, because they have only there the list of the political parties that in fact are going into the real elections. So they get a list of all those parties and only circle the one they want to vote for and put it into the box for the elections. And no kind of propaganda is taking place there.
People in Need has made one concession in the mock vote, a fairly simple solution, to make the results public only after the real elections are held in May. That way, students eager to vote will be able to do so, and no one will have any chance of distorting the mock results in the political arena.
Thanks for that.